This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Next up, The Unger Report and Hell House. That is a spooky Halloween play created by the Abundant Life Christian Center in Broomfield, Colorado. It's been staged more than 3,000 times, mostly by Christian groups around the country, to warn about the dangers of playing with satanic symbols. But as we hear in today's Unger Report, a group of Hollywood actors and comics are staging it now for laughs. Here's Brian Unger.
It's the eve of opening night at Hollywood's Hell House, and the RU-486 scene is going badly. The abortionist is over the top, Satan doesn't know his lines, and the pregnant woman in distress, played by Lauren Francis, seems preoccupied by Penelope, the toy poodle she brought to rehearsal.
Why won't somebody help me?
Oh, it's too late, Jan. You're mine now. You're going to hell.
God help me! Jesus, save me! Oh!
She's mine now.
These and seven other scenes of hell can be purchased for around $200 from the Reverend Keenan Roberts, who provides the script and an instructional DVD that explains how to put on your own Hell House.
Hell House is about Romans 6:23 being put in living color.
As interpreted in this Hollywood version by a rotating cast of 80 performers from L.A.'s comedy ranks, like demon tour guide Gary Shapiro.
This is just one of those cases where the parody is the thing itself.
We got Jewish hell dweller in the meat grinder, pig demon right next to him, and then another hell dweller right here.
I like the human sacrifice.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Not too thrilled with the Jew in the meat grinder. But I think there should be actually several Jews together, because that's hell for Jews, to be with each other. That's just my opinion.
Shapiro's serious turn in Hell House is brought to you by a former born-again Christian, Maggie Rowe, an actress and one of the producers of Hell House, who paid for the production with money she made acting in McDonald's commercials.
You know, I grew up thinking that hell was a literal place that literally most of my friends, because they were Jewish, were going to go to, and that all of my relatives who hadn't accepted Christ, like all these people, I thought were going to be burning in hell eternally.
I've got your alternative lifestyle, Steve, in hell.
Do the demon tour guides need to turn the light switch?
For hell, no.
Amit Eidelman is another of the show's producers. Ironically, turning the lights on in hell is just one of the many serious challenges of this comedic Hell House.
You might just convert someone.
Possibly.
Someone may through their laughter, actually sort of come to see the light.
Possibly.
Are you prepared for that?
That would be fantastic. Either way, I mean, and at the same time, I think some people would go through this and realize that hell is an absurd concept. Mm-hmm. And if you're gay, you're not going to hell. If you're mm-hmm. Jewish, you're not going to hell. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be an entertaining night of theater.
At the very least, visitors will most likely see a celebrity. Bill Maher, Andy Richter, Richard Belzer are all taking turns playing Satan.
All hail Satan!
The scream belongs to Justina Machado from HBO's 6 Feet Under.
This is quite a break. How did you go from being, you know, a pretty serious thespian on HBO to being sacrificed in a sort of medieval, satanic worshiping ceremony?
I don't know.
So where are we going, Maggie?
So we're going to the human sacrifice scene now to rehearse with the demon tour guides.
Okay.
For its director, Maggie Rowe, Hell House is a bit of cathartic theater that she hopes will help her get over her childhood hang-ups about spending eternity in hell.
It's the one thing that really screwed up my life. And
Maggie,
this...
what happens if it's true?
And, I know!
And you'll wind up there.
But that's the thing about it, is that they plant that fear, so there's still that little bit of me that goes, maybe they're right.
Well, you know what? Here's the good news. If you do wind up there, you'll be surrounded by comics.
It's true.
A steamy room filled with comics. Perhaps a hell unto itself. And that's The Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.